Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Aircraft carrier group to the waters off South America. This follows a string of U.S. attacks on alleged drug boats. ABC's Christian Cordero has more.
The president telling reporters on Air Force One that land attacks may be coming sooner than later.
And we'll stop all drugs from coming in by land very shortly. You'll see that starting. You're going to see drugs stopping coming into our country.
The troop action follows 10 boat strikes that have so far killed 43 people in the waters off of Central America, according to the administration.
President en route to Asia, the director of the National Economic Council, said he will meet with Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney despite President Trump calling off trade talks with Canada because of a TV ad in Ontario that featured former President Reagan criticizing tariffs. Two people were killed, 11 others were hurt in a mass shooting in southeastern North Carolina overnight. This is ABC News. State and federal investigators provided an update Friday on the blast that killed at least 16 people at a Tennessee explosives plant earlier this month. Jamie Van Vliet is the ATF's special agent in charge.
They have developed multiple scientific hypotheses regarding what caused this tragedy. While our physical work here has ended, our investigation is far from over.
Officials say at least 24,000 tons of explosives went off during that October 10th blast. Prices could have an impact on Halloween. Market research shows that chocolate Halloween candy cost an average of $8.02 per pound compared to $5.77 per pound of non-chocolate candy. Experts say that's because of soaring cocoa prices because of poor harvests in West Africa. The National Confectioners Association said that Americans spent $7.4 billion last year on Halloween candy, nearly 20% of all candy purchased in the year. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, Driftless Area LLC, Simpson's Tractor, Schmidt Woodland Hills, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, Center Pharmacy, Colloy Contracting, PMI Windows, Turbos, Care and Rehab of Boscobel, J&J Recycling Salvage, Riverdale Vet Clinic, Richards Insurance, D&T Pump and Well Service, House on the Rock, and Southwest Technical College. And now stay tuned for today's News at Noon.
Good afternoon. It is cloudy and 44 degrees at 12:03. Look for mostly cloudy conditions today with spotty sprinkles or drizzle possible through mid-afternoon, high 52. Winds will be southeast 5 to 12. Partly cloudy to clear and cool tonight, low 36, and mostly sunny and warmer tomorrow, a bit breezy with a high of 61. Once again, currently in Richland Center, it is cloudy. The winds are out of the southwest at 3 miles per hour, and our current temperature is 44 degrees.
It takes an outstanding team to keep the House on the Rock Resort golf course and grounds in top shape year-round, and now you can be a part of it. They're looking for a full-time golf and grounds equipment maintenance and repair technician. If you enjoy troubleshooting and putting your mechanical skills to work, this is your chance to join a dedicated crew. Call 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or visit thehouseontherock.com to learn more. Apply today and help keep something truly special running smoothly.
If you're worried about the cost of college, you're not alone. With rising tuition and added expenses, a traditional four-year university can quickly become out of reach. That's where Southwest Tech comes in. The tuition is about 45% less than in-state rates at four-year universities without sacrificing quality or opportunity. With over 60 career-focused programs, hands-on learning, and real-world training, Southwest Tech makes college affordable and achievable. Tour today. Apply anytime. This is where you belong. Learn more. More at swtc.edu.
Riverdale Veterinary Clinic Muscadet is your full-service clinic emphasizing equine preventative, lameness, and reproductive care. Also, small animal preventative health and medicine with appointments taken daily. Riverdale Vet Clinic strives to provide complete care for all their patients. Riverdale Vet Clinic also stresses live vaccinations and tick prevention. Stop in or call 739-3123 for more information or to schedule an appointment. Riverdale Vet Clinic, Highway 80 and 133 Muscadet.
There are more choices and more savings with the Return of Value Bonanza at Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center, your local New Holland dealer. That's right, Value Bonanza is back, and that means it's time to take advantage of low-rate financing and cash-back offers on the equipment you need most. Right now, you can get a low-rate financing for up to 72 months on select New Holland tractors and conventional hay and forage equipment, or choose cash back on select models. And don't miss out on low-rate financing for 60 months or cash back on subcompact, compact, and Workmaster tractors. More choices, more savings. It's all happening now during Value Bonanza, only at Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center. But hurry, these special offers end December 31st, 2025. Stop in today and talk to the team at Simpson's Tractor, where value meets performance.
Today is Saturday, October 25th. Good afternoon for WRCO News. Sitting in for Joanne Krulatz, I'm Tim Thede. Local officials react on news the Trump administration denies additional federal funding for Wisconsin to address public infrastructure damage from this summer's severe flooding. Milwaukee County Executive Dave Crowley with a statement.
Simply put, federal funding is needed to afford the repairs to the public infrastructure that was damaged from the flood so we can continue providing safe infrastructure for our entire community. And without this federal assistance, Milwaukee County is left footing the bill to repair and assess $22 million in public infrastructure.
The denied request for $26.5 million was made by the Evers administration in August for public assistance for FEMA, for DOR, Grant, Milwaukee, Ozaukee, Washington, and Waukesha counties. Crowley noted Governor Tony Evers plans to file an appeal.
I strongly urge President Trump to approve funding for FEMA public assistance so we can afford to rebuild our roads, our bridges, parks, and our public infrastructure.
In September, the Trump administration did grant a request for $29.8 million in FEMA individual assistance to households and businesses in Milwaukee, Washington, and Waukesha counties. A state Senate committee held a public hearing on a proposed bill that would require public schools to establish cardiac emergency response plans this week. The legislation was considered in the Wisconsin Senate Public Safety Committee on Wednesday. If passed into law, it would require schools to lay out a team of staff members who would respond to a cardiac emergency and a process for activating that team, as well as sharing that plan with local emergency service providers. School athletics events would also be required to have AEDs on hand. A proposed bill making its way through the Wisconsin State Legislature would give victims of sexual assault more time to pursue charges under the statute of limitations. If passed into law, the proposed legislation would double the statute of limitations for filing second-degree assault charges from 10 years to 20 years. It would also protect victims who report a sexual assault from being prosecuted for misdemeanor drug and alcohol charges and allow them to break their rental lease more easily if they provide their landlord with a criminal complaint or restraining order. An attack at a Madison High School has led to several arrests. Three teens have been arrested for the attack, described as brutal and caught on tape at Madison West High School. Police say a student was beaten up and kicked in a bathroom late in the morning on October 15th. The student had to be hospitalized. The suspects range from ages 15 to 17. They face multiple charges, including first-degree reckless injury. Madison police say their investigation of the attack continues. There is a new scam where, once again, imposters are pretending to be from a government agency. Michelle Reinen is with the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
Well, this is a perfect reminder that government is impersonated on phone, in text messages, in social media, and online, even with apps. We heard from the Department of Health Services that scammers recently launched a fake version of the Wisconsin FoodShare mobile app.
The fake FoodShare app is used to fraudulently take money from unsuspecting consumers.
It's called EBT Edge. It fraudulently charges users $4.99 per week or $60 for the lifetime access. The real EBT Edge app is used to navigate SNAP, the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, and it has a black, white, and yellow egg icon on it. Users will never need to pay to use the official EBT Edge mobile app.
Michelle Reinen says that if anyone discovers any other suspicious apps, reporting them would be appreciated.
The Department of Health Services really hopes that individuals will report suspicious activity should they find other apps out there that are asking consumers to make payments rather than having the free service if they're part of the program.
If you have been scammed when using a fake app or are a victim of any scam, you can contact DAPCAP's Consumer Protection Hotline by phone at 1-800-422-7128 or by email at dapcaphotline@wi.gov. WRCO News Time is 12:11. When WRCO News returns, we'll have a report on area activities going on today.
Serving the community for over 90 years. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Back in 1933, a new car only cost about $600, and a gallon of gas was around 18 cents. I'm Dylan Lewis with Richards Insurance Agency, and while we can't make the cost of gas or cars go down, we can help you with auto insurance, now offering GEICO. Contact us at richardsinsure.com or call 585-2137.
When it comes to your water, trust the local experts. D&T Well Service, family owned and operated by Mary and Derek McCormick, D&T Well Service is fully insured and ready for any job. From new installs to fixing existing systems, they handle submersible pumps, booster pumps, jet pumps, and more. Ask about the constant pressure system that gives you the best pressure and cleanest water your well can offer. No pressure, no water, no problem. Call D&T Well Service 606-5596. Serving Southwest Wisconsin, visit dtpumpwell.com.
When the weather is inclement, it's the perfect time to freshen up your home with a brand new look. Get those walls ready for the holidays with Harris Professional Painting. Whether it's your living room, kitchen, or the whole house, Harris brings quality, care, and a flawless finish to every job. Fully insured and offering free estimates, you can relax knowing your project's in good hands. Call Harris Professional Painting today at 608-604-8336 and give your home the gift of color this winter.
Currently in Richland Center, it is cloudy and 44 degrees at 12:13. There is an open house today and tomorrow at Simon's Recreation Complex, Richland Center. This afternoon, there will be a Simon's Pumpkin Fest pool party. Mike Hardy is with Simon's Recreation Complex. Mike Hardy is the director of Simon's Recreation Complex.
Anybody's looked at our flyers or anything online, it has changed slightly. The pool party is still 1 to 4, but on our flyers it says non-members will be $5 each. The Campus Foundation has been generous enough to cover the costs, so the pool party will be free for anyone. The pool floaties will be in. Those are a big hit. I know we've talked about those quite a bit. So, you know, even if you're done with the race and maybe you want to pop in, and we'll probably have them in a little bit early anyways.
Along with the inflatables, there will be music, popcorn, and lots of fun. Tomorrow, the open house continues from 1 until 4:30. There will be free admission both days. You can find out more information at simonsrec.com. Many communities across the country are taking part in National Drug Take Back Day, which is being held today. The Richland Center Police Department is hosting a local drug take back from now until 2 at the Richland Center Police Department. Drug Take Back Day is an important event. Billy Jones is the chief of police for the city of Richland Center.
Nationwide, Drug Take Back Day is just a really good program that I think has just continued to grow in our community. And it's a good way to get medications out of your home that are no longer needed. Because unfortunately, we do live in a time that sometimes those medications fall into wrong hands, accidentally, on purpose, whatever it might be. And then we have tragic events happen. So get those unused, unneeded medications out of your house, bring them down to the police department on Saturday, and we will dispose of them for you.
There are a wide variety of unused medications being accepted.
Any prescription over-the-counter medication, that includes, you know, capsules, inhalers, creams, non-aerosol sprays, ointments, patches, if you have the pain patches or the sickness patches, any sort of vials of liquid that are in their original container. We'll even take vape cartridges, but we ask that you remove the batteries. If you can't remove the batteries, then we can't take them. They need to be taken to a recyclable center. And then pet medications as well. We all have pets. Our pets get sick. We take our pets to the doctors too. If you don't use up the pet medications, bring that stuff in too, and we'll dispose of that as well.
There are also items that will not be accepted.
What we can't take are aerosol cans. Anything with blood or bodily fluids on them, please don't bring that stuff in. Again, batteries. We can't take batteries. Cosmetic, eyeglasses, household waste, iodine-containing medications. So if the medication have iodine in them, there's some sort of chemical reaction that can happen. So we need to dispose of those properly, and there should be instructions on those types of medications. Thermostats. Again, vapes that have the batteries in them, we can't take those. And then any type of personal care products, you can dispose of those just in your regular household trash.
Chief Jones says that if you are unable to attend today's Drug Take Back Day event, there are locations that have permanent drop boxes to dispose of unused medications.
Anytime that the businesses are open, we have 4 in Richland County. We have them at the Center Pharmacy, the Municipal Building, at the Sheriff's Department, and then also at the Viola Library.
In Sauk County, there is also a Drug Take Back Day event being held until 2 at the Ho-Chunk Nation House of Wellness. All accepted items at any event or Dropbox location must be in a sealed containers or Ziploc bags. For security, people are encouraged to black out their names and other personal information listed on a prescription label with a marker. Get rid of those unused drugs. Bring them to the National Drug Take Back event day today from until 2 o'clock at the Richland Center Police Department. CMA-nominated Male Vocalist of the Year and Boscobel native Bobby G. Rice will be performing at the Richland Center City Auditorium this afternoon at 2. He is looking forward to coming home.
I'm looking forward to it, of course. It's always great to come back home and into Richland Center there. A lot of roots. A lot of great times, you know, Richland Center, Boscobel, all that area there is special.
Bobby is a legendary Nashville country music artist with 30 Billboard charted singles, but got his radio debut in the early days on WRCO.
That special time back in, you know, as a family, the Rice family, Ridge Ramblers, where we done a live radio show there for several years. And I can barely remember that, but that was certainly special.
His music has been heard all over the world. Age is not slowing Bobby G. Rice down. He has taken on some new endeavors.
I've been working with 2 artists that have been young artists that their careers are starting. Cruz Wright, who was on American Idol. I have 2 songs that I wrote in his just-released album, Cruisin' Back Home is the title of it. And then Alex Miller, who was on American Idol, I've been writing with him. And then a young girl, Audrey Nicole Dittmer, who is currently on there, and she's competing here as we speak. She's in the final part of it. And so I've been helping her, and I'm going to be recording her, producing her in the studio coming up. So I'm enjoying that, you know, working with and, you know, being a part and helping those artists also.
Bobby G. Rice will be taking the stage this afternoon at 2 at the Richland Center City Auditorium. Tickets priced at $25 will be available at the door. Doors will open at 1. The third annual Pumpkin Fest continues today on the Courthouse Lawn in Richland Center. Pumpkin decorating contest entries are on display throughout the day on the lawn. There is also Pumpkin Fest fun currently being held. Activities include Tiny Acres Petting Zoo, kids games, a bake sale, caramel apples, and more. You can find more about the third annual Richland Center Pumpkin Fest on the Richland Center Pumpkin Fest Facebook page. And Governor Tony Evers proclaimed October as Financial Planning Month in Wisconsin. The proclamation aims to highlight the critical role that financial planning plays in achieving financial security and encourages all Wisconsinites to revisit or create a financial plan that will help improve their overall financial health and protect themselves and their families from future financial stress and uncertainty. Governor Evers' proclamation also encourages Wisconsinites to plan for unexpected events with the right insurance coverage so their wallets are protected from unforeseen health issues, car accidents, and other property damage. WRCO News Time is 12:21. WRCO News will continue right after this with today's vital statistics.
Cold weather is just around the corner. Are you ready? Jelinek Plumbing and Heating wants to make sure your home is warm, safe, and comfortable all winter long. From furnace clean and checks to new installations, we will make sure your system runs efficiently, saving you money on your energy bill all season long. Call Jelinek Plumbing and Heating today to schedule your fall clean and check or an estimate on a new energy efficient furnace. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. 649-7916.
New windows add value and comfort to your home. PMI Windows of Lone Rock knows windows. Windows is all they do. PMI will help you custom tailor premium vinyl windows for your home to maximize your heating and cooling savings while giving you the look, feel, and the function you desire. All with the industry's best lifetime, no-nonsense, transferable warranty. Call 583-7200 to schedule your free estimate from PMI Windows of Lone Rock.
Life is filled with decisions, some required and some optional. And then there are decisions we make by making no decision at all. I'm Nick Hodge of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. We encourage you to gift yourself and your loved ones by making the decision to plan your final wishes. Decide today to make that decision. We'll be glad to support and help you at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. You can start that journey at prattfuneralservice.com.
Today is Saturday, October 25th. Gloria Jean Bagley, 68, of Casanova, died Thursday unexpectedly at home. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Wednesday from 3 until 7. Burial will be in the Woodstock Cemetery on Thursday at 10. Gloria Bagley is survived by her husband of 50 years, Reginald, two daughters, Don and Pete Kitto of Baraboo, and Holly Bagley of Casanova. Two grandchildren, one brother, Terry and Barb Pliner of Gotham, nieces and a nephew. Gloria Jean Bagley, 68, of Casanova. Hank Neuenhaus, 99, of Richland Center, died Tuesday at Pine Valley Community Village. A celebration of life will be held at the Phoenix Center Saturday, December 20th. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their arrangements. Hank Neuenhaus, 99 of Richland Center.
J&J Recycling and Salvage in Boscobel has parts for your project vehicle with over 18 acres to explore. J&J Recycling and Salvage offers tire and e-waste recycling. Please call 375-5353 for pricing for disposing of your old TVs, computers, other electronics, and tires. J&J Recycling and Salvage offers competitive pricing on small metals, farm machinery, appliances, cars, and trucks. J&J Recycling and Salvage looks forward to seeing you and your junk. J&J Recycling Salvage in Boscobel, 375-5353.
Are you or a loved one looking for a home that blends independence with the support you need? Welcome to Schmidt Woodland Hills, a residential care apartment complex where care, compassion, and community come together for 60 years and counting. At Schmidt Woodland Hills, we offer private, spacious apartments in a community designed for active living and peace of mind. Enjoy a home of your own with access to personalized care and services, all within a safe, welcoming environment. From meals prepared with care to social events, fitness programs, and on-site support, our team is here to help you live your best life with the independence you want and the assistance you need. Discover the difference of living at Schmidt Woodland Hills, where compassion and care are always close by. Call 608-604-8931 today to schedule a tour. Make Schmidt Woodland Hills your new home, where independence and support go hand in hand.
Reducing the risk of illness is easy with a visit to Center Pharmacy or Boscobel Pharmacy. Center and Boscobel Pharmacy are your vaccination headquarters for the flu, pneumonia, and shingles. No appointment needed. The helpful staff will have you in and out in no time, often at no charge with qualifying insurance or Medicare. Don't wait. Get protected today at Center Pharmacy on Orange Street or Boscobel Pharmacy in downtown Boscobel. The Shingrix vaccine is in stock, proven to be 90% effective for the prevention of shingles.
Congratulations to area couples celebrating wedding anniversaries today, and happy anniversary to Diane and George Nottigal. Best wishes from your friends at Center Pharmacy and the Boscobel Pharmacy.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good Saturday. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather update. Well, kind of a cloudier day across Wisconsin as a weak disturbance moves through. We've had some patchy drizzle and sprinkles, mainly over west and southern portions of the state. That should gradually move away as we get deeper into the afternoon, and dry air sweeping in from the northwest could bring a clearing by this evening, sticking around for tomorrow. So should be a nice bright Sunday with relatively mild temperatures for this time of the year. We'll see another quiet day for Monday, although the wind will be picking up a bit in advance of low pressure forming in the Plain States. That system could bring a little rain, at least into far western and southern Wisconsin Tuesday. The model data has been kind of bouncing back and forth from keeping it away from us to bringing us some moisture on Tuesday, so it's still not set in stone. Definitely check in for updates. Beyond that system, things look quiet again as we get toward Wednesday, Thursday, and even Friday. Here's your forecast now for the rest of today. Mostly cloudy. Spotty sprinkles or drizzle should be ending by mid-afternoon. High temperature in the low 50s, wind southeast up to 10. Partly cloudy to clear tonight on the cool side, low at 36. Tomorrow should be mostly sunny and warmer, just a bit breezy with a high of 61. Wind out of the east-southeast at 8 to 15. Heading into Monday, partly cloudy, low 37, high 59. Mild and breezy out there. For Tuesday, cloudy skies, a 50% chance of light rain, low 38, high 53. Wednesday, maybe some drizzle early, partial clearing by midday, low 38 with a high of 55. Thursday, partly cloudy and pleasant, low 34, high 57. And Friday, partly cloudy and breezy, low 37 with highs in the mid-50s. Have yourself a great weekend. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
The Richland County Bank knows convenience and security are very important to everyone today. Richland County Bank customers enjoy both with Bill Pay with Richland County Bank Online. You have immediate access to your account information 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at your convenience at your home or office. It's simple and it's secure and there is no monthly fee. It's free. Bill Pay allows you to schedule future or recurring payments, have complete online access to bill payment history, and receive a confirmation number at the end of each transaction as your receipt. To apply for Bill Pay, visit Richland County Bank at 195 West Court Street, Richland Center, or call 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender. You can learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Richland County.
Currently in Richland Center, it is cloudy and 44 degrees after a morning low of 28. Yesterday's high was 57 and we received no precipitation. Record high set back in 1963 is 83 degrees with a record low of 14 that was set back in 1969. Last year's high was 60 with a low of 38. Sunset will take place tonight at 6:03 and sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 7:29. Winds are out of the southwest at 3 miles per hour. Our barometric reading is 30.37, and we have received 1/100 of an inch of rain so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 44 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, dedicated to serving this community and area with hometown service.
This week at Macy's, it's the best time to save on fall styles at our biggest fall sale. Find the classic brown boots and preppy Mary jeans that everyone's wearing. Luxurious cashmere and wool sweaters, even better. It's our lowest prices of the season on diamond jewelry, now 50 to 75% off, over half off. Don't miss your chance to save big on the looks you need now at Macy's biggest fall sale. Today, savings off select styles. Exclusions apply.
From high-quality seeds to specialized feed, Lime Ridge Ag Supply is here for you. Is your farm ready for next season? I'm Taylor Fearing with Lime Ridge Ag. We offer Rob Seco seeds and custom blends tailored to maximize your yield. Our skilled agronomists are here to help you every step of the way. For your livestock, we provide top feed brands including ADM ShowTech, Biozyme VitaFirm, and Early Bird Show feeds with trusted names like Umbarger, SunGlow, and Linder. We're here to help find the perfect feed for your operation. Lime Ridge Ag Supply, your partner in feed, seed, and success. Reach out today to get started on your farm's next steps.
Welcome to Saturdays with Simo on WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center. Join Chris Simonson as he takes you on a musical journey through the 50s, 60s, and 70s. Songs that spark memories and tunes that make you want to sing along. It's Saturday, it's Simo, and it's all brought to you by our great sponsors. Harvest Guest Home Assisted Living, Schmidt Woodland Hills, Summit Ridge Supper Club, Pine Valley Community Village, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, Mastodon Records, and by WP Dental. Turn it up and enjoy the ride. This is Saturdays with Simo.
You do. when you're on my plane. Baby, it's amazing just how wonderful it is. All the things we like to do are just the same. Everyone's a winner, baby, that's the truth.
That's the truth.
Making love to you is such a thrill. Everyone's a winner, baby, that's no lie.
That's no lie.
You never fail.
Saturday afternoon, everyone. A little bit of hot chocolate for you this Saturday with Everyone's a Winner. How are we doing today? Hopefully we're having a great day, hopefully. Let's keep the tunes a-rolling. This is Cool in the Gang with Too Hot.
At 17 we fell in love, high school sweethearts. Love was so brand new. We took the vows of man and wife, forever for life. I remember how we made our way, a little patience, the times we prayed. Can't imagine that this love is through. Gotta run for shelter, gotta run for shade. It's too hot, too hot, too hot, lady. Gotta cool this anger, what a mess we made. So long ago, you were my love, oh my love. High, we never took the time to stop and feel the need. Funny how those years go by, changing you, changing me. I remember love's fever in our hearts, girl, and in our minds. Can't imagine that. Shelter, gotta run for shade. It's too hot, too hot, too hot, lady. Gotta cool this anger, what a mess we made.
so long ago, you were my love. Shelter, gotta run for shade. It's too hot,
too hot,
too hot, lady. Gotta cool this anger from this mess that we've made. It's too hot,
too hot,
too hot, lady. Gotta run for shelter, gotta run for shade. It's too hot.
Actually peaked in 1967, Spencer Davis Group with Gimme Some Lovin', song written by Spencer Davis, Steve Winwood, and Muff Winwood. Muff was the bass player for the Spencer Davis Group. According to Muff, it took them about a half an hour to not only write, but also rehearse and record the song, and then down to the pub for lunch. Said it came together really, really easily. Good for them. This is a little bit of the Stones. This is I Can't Get No Satisfaction from 1965. first number one in the United States by the Rolling Stones. That is Satisfaction Song, written by Keith Richards and Mick Jagger. Jagger? That doesn't sound right. Mick Jagger. All right, it's time to take a break and hear from our sponsors. I want to thank the sponsors of the show today. They would include Harvest Guest Home Assisted Living, Schmidt Woodland Hills, Summit Ridge Supper Club, Pine Valley Community Village, Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, WP Dental, and Mastodon Records. Thanks very much to each of those sponsors. So we'll take a break and we will come back and hear a little bit of Buddy Holly right after these messages.
Make a career choice you can be proud of. Join the legacy at Pine Valley Community Village, serving with pride for 140 years, where you and your contribution truly matter. Enjoy exceptional benefits as a full or part-time Pine Valley employee, health, dental, and life insurance, plus holiday, vacation, and sick pay. And don't forget the fun, potlucks, dress-up days, prizes, games, and more. Log on pinevalleycommunity.org and click on careers.
Struggling with red, swollen, or bleeding gums? There's good news! Williams & Pierce Family Dental now offers a gentle, cutting-edge way to fight gum disease, laser bacteria reduction. This modern treatment tackles moderate to severe gingivitis and periodontitis without cutting or stitches, so you can heal naturally, keep your gums intact, and get back to your normal routine fast. Call 647-3993 today to schedule your evaluation, or visit Williams & Pierce Family Dental, 100 North Church Street, Richland Center.
Fall is a great time to tackle those unwanted brush piles before winter. Colloy Contracting has the equipment, experience, and expertise to get your property looking sharp. Jake will roll in with a heavy-hitting brush cutter to clear out that invasive growth, then spray it to keep it gone for years to come. Don't wait until spring. Get it done now. Call Jake at 608-604-6396. Colloy Contracting. No job too small and no brush too tall.
Have you ever felt at home during your very first visit to someone's house? This is what you'll experience when you visit Harvest Guest Home Assisted Living. The simple, homey decor, the smell of home cooking, the friendly, easygoing atmosphere. You'll also get a sense of the well-being of our residents who truly feel at home, nurtured by caregivers, some of whom have been with us since we opened our doors in 1995. You'll see that as a family-owned business, we are committed to providing the best possible care to our residents. This is Joe Flores, owner manager of Harvest Guest Home Assisted Living for Older Adults. I'm inviting you to come and experience for yourself that instant at-home feeling. Call us today at 647-8205.
At Harvest Guest Home Assisted Living, there's always family here.
From the WRCO Lost and Found Department, lost a black cat named Rocky. He was lost on Highway Double D in Rockbridge. $150 reward is being offered for if you find Rocky. If you find him, give a call to 608-206-4702.
Saturdays with Simo. Great music from a great era with Chris Simonson on WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center.
It's so easy to fall in love. It's so easy to fall in love. Tell me he loves for foods, so here I go, breaking all of the rules. It seems so easy,
seems so easy, seems so easy.
Oh, so doggone easy,
doggone easy, doggone easy.
Mm-hmm. It seems so easy,
seems so easy, seems so easy, seems so easy.
Well, you're concerned, my heart has learned. It's so easy to fall in love. It's so easy to fall in love.
Oh,
your heart and see what your love book has set apart for me. It seems so easy.
Doggone easy.
Where you're concerned, my heart has love. It's so easy to fall in love. It's so easy to fall in love. Well, it's so easy.
It's so easy. It's so easy.
So doggone easy.
Doggone easy.
It seems so easy.
Seems so easy. Seems so easy. Seems so easy.
Well, where you're concerned, my heart has
love.
It's so easy to fall in love. It's so easy to fall in love.
From 1958, Buddy Holly and the Crickets with It's So Easy. Welcome back. From the year before, 1957, song written by Chuck Berry. This is School Day.
Up in the morning and out to school. The teacher is teaching the golden rule. American history and practical math. You study them hard and hoping to pass. Working your fingers right down to the bone. And the guy behind you won't leave you alone. Goes the bell. The cook in the lunchroom's ready to sell. You're lucky if you can find a seat. You're fortunate if you have time to eat. Back in the classroom, open your books. Gee, but the teacher don't know how mean she looks. Soon as 3 o'clock rolls around, you finally lay your burden down. Books, get out of your seat. Down the halls and into the street. Up to the corner and round the bend. Right to the juke joint you go in. Drop the coin right into the slot. You gotta hear something that's really hot. With the one you love, you're making romance. All day long you've been wanting to dance. Feeling the music from head to toe. Round and round and round you go. Something that's really hot. With the one you love, you're making romance. All day long you've been wanting to dance. Feeling the music from head to toe. Round and round and round you go. Hail, hail, rock and roll. Deliver me from the days of old. The drums loud and bold. Rock, rock, rock and roll. Feeling is there, body and soul.
Mother told me, yes, she told me, yes.
outside of Rockford, Illinois, Cheap Trick and Surrender. Tom Peterson, Robin Zander, the great Bun E. Carlos, and the equally great Rick Nielsen. Cheap Trick. It's 1 o'clock, so we will take a break for station identification and keep the tunes just a rolling with some